Stay wired. Post Tech Update today. We're going to revisit a top-notch call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that you absolutely need to hear. It happened to me yesterday when my phone rang. The caller ID said the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Here's what happened. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. The caller claimed to be from the Federal Trade Commission. He wasn't. But the name he gave me was a real FTC employee, so when I Googled the name, the real employee popped right up. The scammer said I owed the FTC a fine. I would be arrested if I didn't pay it. I should buy 2 gold bars from Costco and take it to a local address. Americans are falling for this scam. The average take, when someone does, is around $7,000. Here's the deal. If you're called, stay calm. The FTC is not going to call you. It cannot arrest you. And it never asks for gold or bitcoins. If you do get a call like this, ignore it. Never engage the caller. If it's an email, never click on the link. Join over 500,000 people who get TechSmart every morning with my free newsletter at getkim.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, coming up next, a call that you're definitely going to want to hear because I bet you'll learn something new. Rick in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello there, Rick.
Hi, wonderful Kim. I love your program.
Oh, thank you.
I've been listening for a long time.
Appreciate you, Rick.
Honey, I have a question for you. I'm a florist.
Awesome.
And every time I deliver my flowers, I make homemade bread. And everybody gets a loaf of homemade bread. And right now, I handwrite my labels. And I thought it'd be really professional if, like, when I'm making strawberry bread, I could do, like, a little graphic with a strawberry.
Sure.
Or at Christmas time when I make candy cane bread, it has candy cane on it. And I was just looking for a program so my labels would look a lot better than handwritten.
Okay, so how did you come up with the idea to deliver bread with flowers? It's a fabulous concept.
I'm good at marketing. It's funny. When I go to an office, I'll take 4 or 5 loaves of bread. Maybe it's a girl's birthday, and then I have extra bread for everybody in the office. And people just go crazy because I make unusual flavors. They love the flowers, but then they get the bread, and it's always free.
Well, you mentioned candy cane bread. What's the most unique bread that you make?
I make candy cane bread at Christmas, gingerbread with a you could use a gingerbread man. In the spring, I make strawberry bread with marshmallows and blueberry bread. In the fall, I make pumpkin pie bread.
And so you've never sent any to me? You just call me Wonderful Kim, and I don't get any bread?
You know what? This might be the first time I ship it out.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned marketing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and marketing makes the world go round. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
There's a website called Canva, and it's C-A-N-V-A. Canva makes creating labels, Instagram posts, Facebook posts, Pinterest posts, branding, whatever it may be, makes it super easy. Makes it incredibly easy. So all you do is you just like pick a template. You go, oh, I like that one. Okay. And then you put a text box, and then it has icons and images. So you could have that strawberry, you could have that gingerbread person, and you could have a candy cane, whatever it may be.
Right.
And then you can put it on there. Now, one of the other great things that it does, so that's the free version. Okay. If you wanted to spend $10 a month, is that you could put together, they have this thing called a branding kit. And so if you wanted to put a different label or something on your flowers and you wanted it to all look the same, using the same font, the same colors and different sizes and shapes. And if you wanted to remove backgrounds, if you wanted to start planning content, if you wanted to go ahead and put some of these onto your social media feeds as well, it's like something that you missed. So then that becomes $10 a month. But you definitely don't have to pay for it. You're going to get everything that you need all in that free version. But the pay version, if you are into using this for your company, it might be something that you might want to look at. But once again, Rick, it's called Canva. That's CANVA.com. Now, if you do like to use Adobe products, is that Adobe has a competitive product called Spark. I don't think it's as easy to use as Canva, because I was looking at Canva and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try Spark. And then I tried using Spark a few times. I'm like, Canva's really key. Hey, Rick, thank you so much for your kind words and best of luck to you there in Las Vegas. And send some bread down my way, baby. Over on Kometo.com, we have a list of the apps that are draining your phone's battery. Facebook, Instagram are the culprits. Also, Uber, Verizon, and Fitbit. If you want to take a look at the whole list, just head over to Kometo.com. Big virtual hug for listening. Now, if you want your questions tackled, head to Kometo.com and find that link that says email Kim. Yes, sirree. Every single note you send me becomes my must read. Hey, be the tech guru among all your friends and fam. Sign up for my free newsletter over at getkim.com.